Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Newstalk 830 WCCO. Time is 1:08. It is a Tuesday morning. Chad Hartman off today. Chris Sager here with 5 Eyewitness News. Enjoying the conversation we're having so far. Would love to hear from you. As I mentioned earlier, I don't get to talk to people very often when I'm on the old telly doing the news, and other than your Facebook messages and then tweets and emails and such. But I'd love to have a conversation with you. You want to talk about some of this stuff that we're digging into today. 651-461-9226. You don't have to text. You can call. You can call.
You've got options.
You have options, so we'll visit. Perhaps you want to say something about Jimmy Kimmel.
Perhaps you do, Mr. Channel 5.
ABC is putting Kimmel back on the air tonight. Not every station in the country is airing it. You've got the Nexstar Station Group and Sinclair Station Group are choosing to not air Jimmy Kimmel tonight. Obviously, there has been a huge kerfuffle, what he said about Charlie Kirk and what he said about the conservative movement after that. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. And I know you've got them because I've been getting emails at the TV station about this at a pretty steady stream about once every 4.5 minutes. So I know you have thoughts. 651-461-9226. I'll admit, I'm surprised he's back on the air this quickly.
It is interesting.
It seemed to go on Friday, even over the weekend, like he's off indefinitely. Nobody knows. Is he fired? Oh, there's all kinds of conspiracy theories going on around it. And I'm not saying some of that's probably not. There may be something to some of those conspiracy theories, but I'm very surprised that he's already back on tonight.
Well, they had thoughtful conversations, according to the statement from ABC. That must have been very thoughtful.
Very thoughtful.
Yes.
Did he agree to an apology? Did he agree to turn down the temperature a little bit? Did he agree to anything? Or did he just say, okay, noted?
I think we'll find out at around 10:35 tonight.
Yeah. I'll be in bed, unfortunately. Can't stay up that late. Yeah. I get up at 2. It's too much.
Can't remember the last time I watched any of the late night shows. The streak might break tonight.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see what he's got to say. So let's hear. What do you guys think? Should ABC put him back on the air? Should they suspended him longer? Should they take him off there indefinitely? I know you have feelings on this. 651-461-9226. I will say this. In your being sort of in your position that I've not watched a lot of late night TV because I'm in bed. But when I am awake on a Friday night or, you know, living it up on a Friday night, trying to stay up past the 10 o'clock news, I personally, all the political talk gets tiring to me.
I agree.
And I don't feel like there's as much work put into looking for other things that are funny other than to just go straight to stuff that's happening politically. Now, that's not Jimmy Kimmel's a talented comedian, and I'm not But and the whole Colbert thing, I mean, he was kind of gone full in. Now, and that's a whole other story. Colbert had some kind of funny things to say about it. He was talking about Kimmel being back, and this was on his show last night. He said something to the effect of, finally, I'll be able to be the only late-night martyr.
Yes.
You know, some kind of thing.
Unless,
like that.
CBS, do you have something to say?
Right.
It's a good line.
WCCO talking text line. Will we in Minnesota be able to see Kimmel?
You know.
Near as I can tell. Yep. It'll be on Channel 5 tonight. That's how my grandfather would say it.
Near as I can tell.
Near as I can tell. ABC should have taken him off the air. It was their decision. If the government truly did persuade them to do it, then that should not have happened. Can we talk about the remarks of Stephen Miller stating that half of Americans are nothing over and over again? Kimmel did not say anything bad about Charlie Kirk. He made a remark about the assassin as from a mega family. He should not have been suspended. A couple different viewpoints there. I would say I've heard Jimmy Kimmel and I've heard others say things that were more offensive. I understand why that was the wrong time to say what he did. I understand that the network had a lot of pressure. It'll be interesting to see what happens tonight. We have Brian on the WCCO talking text line. Brian, how are you?
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. I'm in your camp. You know, when if I'm going to stay up till 10:30 and watch one of the comedy shows, I don't need political activism, you know, right in front of my face, really. So that's one thing on the Kimmel. The second thing is I don't think it's a freedom of speech issue because he can say whatever he wants off air. But when he's on air, there's got to be some decorum, and some, there are some rules and regulations, I would think, that the owners, Disney, want him to follow. And so the third thing is I understand that he's losing, his show is losing north of $20 million a year, and he's lost in terms of viewership. I think he's down to 1.6 million, but out of that 1.6 million, the key viewership number is ages like 25 to 40 or whatever, and he's way down there. So I don't really find the guy funny. He's a political activist on a comedy show, and he should really be a comedian on a comedy show.
Do you think he'd watch more regularly, Brian, if it was less politics and it was more just other stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think he's only the only people that are watching him are people who either lean left, vote left, Democrats, liberals. I don't think there's a lot of the other side that watches him. So, I mean, he's lost a million viewers in I don't know how many years.
What's your gold standard for late night TV?
I'm too old. You're going to laugh at me. Johnny Carson.
Nah, same. I, those of us of certain age, Johnny Carson was, and then I evolved into a Dave Letterman guy. I liked Letterman, but I know he's never for everyone either. And you had to kind of get the bit with him. But
yeah, I think Johnny Carson is a quote. I can't quote it actually directly, but you know, you should leave politics out of the comedy hour. So, and just give the people what they want. They want to relax. It's been a hard day. They're sitting back. They got to go to work the next day. You know, make them laugh. And don't make them angry. And he makes a lot of people angry.
Brian, so, I appreciate the phone call. And I appreciate your perspective. And I...
Well, I know you were... Chris, you were begging for the phone call, so I just had to come through.
Well, I wasn't begging, but somebody on the talking text line says, why don't the guest hosts ever take calls? And I'm like, I'll take calls, call. So, Brian, I appreciate it. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Johnny Carson, the gold standard.
Hard to argue.
Brian? I don't remember. And I was younger. I wasn't really paying attention to what Johnny Carson was really saying. I was a lad, but I don't remember him being political at all.
No, I think he pretty much, as Brian said, he stayed away from it.
Yeah.
And that was by design. Makes sense. You don't want to anger half of your audience when you make a joke about their guy. But, I mean, Kimmel, Colbert to a large extent, Seth Meyers to a large extent. I don't think Fallon really
does much. Yeah.
He certainly does some, but not as much. But they've said to heck with that theory. They pretty much go all in on Trump anytime they can. And, yeah, ratings are down. There's many, many reasons for that. Streaming, kind of a big deal. People getting away from just watching TV. But I actually looked up ratings in the past quarter to see where Kimmel was at when this whole thing went down last week. And Colbert's leading, I think it was by about 700,000 viewers on an average nightly. But in the demo, Kimmel was actually just slightly ahead.
Okay.
He was slightly number one in that 18 to 49 or whatever it is demographic ahead of Colbert.
So the ratings argument is a tough one to make.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you can make the argument. You know what? We can shed a tear that Colbert will be gone, that, you know, the Late Show will be no more. But it does cost a lot of money.
It is.
And obviously ratings for any of those shows are a fraction of what they used to be when it was Johnny, obviously, and even when it was, you know, Dave and Jay battling it out. And God help anyone who picked Jay over Dave. Shame on you people. Shame on America.
You know, I never had anything against Jay Leno. I just didn't, it just wasn't my type of humor. I don't know. And I did an event with him over for Gillette Children's Specialty Healthcare a number of years ago.
Yeah. Did you tell him you didn't care for him?
Was it? Yeah, absolutely.
Jay, I don't think you're talented at all. You know what? I'll handle the jokes, Mr. Leno.
No, I obviously didn't say that. But he's funny. He was funny. I don't know what happened there. But I definitely went. I'm with you. I want more Letterman. But,
yeah.
Well, the reality is that it's hard to get viewers' attention now than it ever has been, and there are more choices than there ever have been. And I can tell you that because that's the industry I'm in. And we do the news as my regular job in the morning from 5:30 to 7, but we also have a show on in the mid-morning called Minnesota Live from 9 to 10. And that is not political. It is not news. It is purely things going on around the state, lighter topics, and that's become much more popular than I would have ever thought. And because I think that is, people just are done hearing about politics at some point. They just want to get some kind of a break from politics wherever they can get it. So, well, we'll find out what Kimmel does tonight. And you guys' comments, you've got a lot to say about this. If you want to say more, keep them coming. 651-461-9226. Loving to hear what you have to say. We'll get into more of that in your comments when we come back. The time is 1:20. News Talk 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Medicine has been the theme on the music here today.
That's the title of this song.
Oh, it's called, who is that?
Grace Potter and the Nocturnals.
Oh, that's good.
Digging deeper.
Yeah,
a little
I like
deeper.
That. I was about to do...
You got a great sound.
I wanted to do the ramp up. If I was going back to my country music days.
Sure. Sky Stevens.
Good memory.
I'll never forget that.
I wanted to do the ramp up, but I couldn't. Because I'm out of, and I hit the wrong button. I haven't done radio for 30 years.
You're very rusty.
Very, very rusty. And I've been up since 2:30.
Okay.
Is that a valid excuse?
That's, you know, all you morning show people get to do. That's the one thing
the
you get to brag.
Martyrs. We martyr.
I've been up since 2:30.
Oh, and you would not believe the martyring is next level
it's
martyring.
It's real, I'm sure.
Oh, God, yeah.
Do you compare notes, too, between you and the rest of the people on the show?
Well, some of us whose kids are out of the house now, like, we're sleeping a lot more, so I feel bad because the other two gals on the show... Megan's got teenagers or young teens.
She's never sleeping.
Who can't drive yet. And then Hannah has babies and she's not sleeping at all.
Whoa.
Ken and I are the old geezers. So we're like, hey, I went to bed at 6:30 last night. I ate dinner at 4:30.
Be honest, both were a little late.
Everything's great. Appreciate you hanging out with us. News Talk 830 WCCO. We have something about breaking baseball news that just came in here within the last couple minutes. Those of you who are baseball purists will probably not want to hear this news. Because Major League Baseball is going to allow the robots some kind of control of in a challenge system. Is that the deal?
Yes.
So you don't like what the human umpire called.
Mm-hmm.
Then you throw the channel. Do they throw a hanky? How does it work?
A little tip of the hat or tip of the helmet right. If you're the batter.
So then fire up the robot, and the robot's going to take a look at it and tell you what?
Ball or strike.
Wow.
Yes. Automated ball strike challenge system coming next season.
This is very controversial.
I'll give you the rules here. So two challenges for each team that you get to keep if you're successful.
Okay.
So you only lose them if you miss. Challenges can only be initiated by the pitcher, catcher, or batter. Must come immediately after the pitch. So you can't have somebody yelling from the dugout or something.
Yep.
Let's say,
fair.
Take a look at that.
Yep.
To signal a challenge, like we said, pitcher, catcher, batter, just tip of the hat, tip of the helmet to let the umpire know, hey, we got to take a look at that. I already mentioned no help from the dugout or any other players on the field. In each extra inning, a team will be awarded a challenge if it has none remaining. And that's just about it. Yeah.
Ooh, boy, I can hear my stepdad grumbling right now. He's a baseball purist.
Oh, losing the human element. I used to feel the exact same way.
And how are you now?
Fine. I've been beaten down by it.
Yeah, you've resolved.
Replay still often drives me absolute bonkers.
What's that?
Replay?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
On close plays at certain bases and just... Baseball is not a game that lends itself to replay perfectly.
Sure.
When you're talking about fair or foul calls and
yep.
things like that, depending
yep.
on what the umpire calls versus who really knows. We just guess where that runner would have gone. You know, things like that. But the ball strike thing actually bugs me a lot less than replay and actual plays. So, yeah, if you want to do the hat tip and make sure we get a strike, and a ball, fine. You know, it's not like it's going to take more than a couple seconds.
That's true. At least it's not going to add, theoretically, it's not going to add much extra time to the game, which has been a whole big, you know, point of contention the last several years and
yeah.
trying to get the game sped up. I don't know if I like it.
Come on, get on that soapbox.
are we going to automate everything? Should we just automate the players? Should we? Why even have the games? Just put set up the chat GPTs to come up with baseball teams and play
good.
Each other.
That'd be pretty good.
Somebody would probably do it if they could figure out a way to wager on it.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Yeah, that would be all right. Probably lose a lot of money if you bet on the poorer team.
Right.
I think ChatGPT is probably going to go with the favorite most of the time.
Right. But, no, if but I where had, does it end, though? That I guess yeah. That's my point.
Well, if I had my choice, you know, everything replay as we kind of have it now, or absolutely no replay in any sports, give me no replay every single time. Because I love the drama of having more to complain about and more to whine about after a game.
Yes.
It's not just your team didn't do well. Or your team did very well.
We hate on refs.
Yes.
We just do.
Yes. And you know what? Sports are entertainment. And let's inject as much controversy as we can. Let's get a couple bad calls that cost our team a championship or a shot.
You can martyr the Vikings. Like, why? Ah,
I know.
If it wasn't for that call, Blair Walsh wouldn't have missed that kick. Oh, no, wait. That's didn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah.
I get your point. I agree with that. I'm... And I had said earlier, I feel like we're too reliant on technology for this, that, and whatever. So, I mean, for somebody who doesn't like to see things going that way, this is something that, I mean, at what point do we go, well, what do we need the ref behind the plate for at all? Mm-hmm. You want to be honest about it. The robot's always going to have a perfect strike zone, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting...
It is. And I mean, I see the argument for it, too. There's plenty of arguments for it, you know, keep it as fair as we can, make the right call when we have the ability to make the right call every single time, and you know, how much money can be on the line in every single pitch that's thrown, you know, if a very important pitch is called a ball versus a strike or otherwise, you know, that could be somebody's career, that could be their next contract because they don't make the World Series that year or whatever.
Do you think that big gambling would have some sort of interest in this somewhere?
Big gambling has an interest in everything everywhere.
Well, I feel that's what's driving a lot of interest in general in sports. So the more accurate, is it going to be the robot call brought to you by FanDuel, you know, whatever it might be? I guess I have no idea.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you will hear that, but I'm sure there's... Vegas has to be happy. They've got to be thrilled. You know, those that operate a sports book, set the lines, they have to be thrilled every time there's more replay in sports, right?
Sure.
Eliminate more of the unknown human element of a bad call.
Yeah, that makes sense.
To know that everything is going to be played on the up and up according to, this is the specific strike zone. We're not going to get somebody calling, balls a little outside today because that umpire or that umpire's got a little bit bigger zone than the other umpire.
Yeah.
Or, a bad call just happens to be made at second base. If they can take more of the unknown, that's good news for them, right?
Yeah, it takes out some of the variability.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Now I have a hole. I'm going down a whole rabbit hole on if big gambling is masterminding this.
They're mastermind everything.
What do you guys think about this? You have thoughts? We are your twin station.
That's right.
For how many more? For how many more? They're done playing at home, right?
We got a few games. Yeah, home. The last home game was Sunday. Big win for the ball club.
And I'm glad. Listen, we went to the game on Saturday, and it was – and I love going there, and I'm not going to sit here and soapbox about the organization. And it's a fun experience, but they just got hammered.
Yeah.
That was the first game. And Ryan's the guy, and he just got pummeled. So for the fans, I'm glad they went out on a win.
Three in Texas against the Rangers starting tonight, and then three in Philly against the Phillies.
And then
wrap it up.
And then next year, right down the street here at Target Field, the robots will be there. Tracking.
Watching.
Looking at your every move. This is something I can't say very often, but we have breaking Matthew McConaughey news to report today.
Doesn't get hotter than that.
Listen, what were the old commercials? When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. When Matthew McConaughey talks, people listen. He has something to say, and I think you all might find this is pretty interesting. We'll have it when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash.
Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I wanted to walk it out so we could get part in.
No pill is going to cure my ill.
No, it's not.
Definitely not acetaminophen.
No, or whatever you call it. However you say that word. It doesn't matter. So I can say in 30 years of television / radio news coverage, covering some of the biggest stories locally and internationally, that I can't say I've ever had breaking Matthew McConaughey news.
Shame on you. There's always breaking McConaughey news in my world.
But today is the day. Today is the day. Producer Dave Harrigan spotted this one. He's got an eagle eye. He's a news hound. He's a news hound.
Only the big stories.
He is always
the biggest of the big stories.
Listen, we're going to talk about President Trump and the UN. We're going to talk about the cyber attack on near the UN in New York that was foiled. We're going to talk about Tylenol. We're going to talk about Jimmy Kimmel. We're going to talk all the big topics. And then we're going to bring you breaking Matthew McConaughey news. Because Matthew McConaughey says he did one thing different with his furniture in his bedroom, and it strengthened his marriage.
Now he wants to improve your bedroom, too.
Yes, he does. He's a giver. He wants you to have a better relationship.
All right, all right.
Who wants to get some great marital advice from Matthew McConaughey? And do you have any guesses? I'll give you a sec. I'll give you a second to guess. The WCCO talking text line 461 five.
Huh?
651.
Acetaminophen.
Yes. Tylenol. 651-461-9226.
Nailed it.
Any idea what advice would Matthew McConaughey have for you in your bedroom?
Get a nice accent chair in the corner.
To make his marriage better. To make your marriage better. It's not going to be having a TV in your room. Most experts will say that's a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. And he's an expert.
You can't be looking at the TV.
No.
You need to be focused on the person there with you.
Your bed is for two things, and one of those is not watching TV.
Sleeping.
And the other.
Sleeping.
That's what the experts will say.
All right. Hey, your guesses are right. You said get a queen bed, and that is exactly what Mr. Matthew McConaughey says. How would he say it? I don't do the Matthew McConaughey.
You got to get yourself a queen bed, all right?
Can you make it a little more twangy?
Excuse me. You got to get yourself a queen bed. Is that better? That's all actually
right.
really bad.
All right. Yeah, so Matthew McConaughey said he did this. This is something that's been great for his wife. His wife, Camila, they've downsized to a queen-size bed from a king-size. He added that how they treat each other sets the tone for how their kids will learn to love. I think that is an important thing. I can say that in retrospect. As a guy who's been working weird hours and not really sleeping at the same time as my wife for a good 20 years, and the kids see that, that kind of normalizes that. Mm-hmm. It's not normal. It's weird. It's not good for a relationship. I can tell you. So Matthew McConaughey said he did the queen size bed. What do you guys think about that?
Too much distance.
It's too much distance. There is the contact, close to each other. Now there's also the snoring and the occasional night smells that happen.
I don't think the difference between king and queen is going to solve those issues.
You don't think so?
No, but I mean, Matthew said, I wake up one morning, I'm looking over there, Camilla's like a football field away, man. And you go to bed at night like you want to snuggle up. You're like, well, we got to cover up. You come over about 12 feet, I'll come 12 feet. So we got a queen size where we're shoulder to shoulder. I'm telling you, it's good for your marriage. All right.
Great job. That was an exact quote. That was an exact Matthew McConaughey quote.
Quoted in the story.
David Harrigan right there. You could be a voice actor and just do a Matthew McConaughey sort of takeoff.
Cheap McConaughey? You want McConaughey but not pay the McConaughey price?
Right. This is like,
I gotcha.
This is like Mike McConaughey.
No, I'm with him. I prefer the queen size bed, and that's not because I'm too cheap to buy a king size bed.
Okay.
But if wife and I go out somewhere on a vacation, you get a hotel room with a king size bed. It's a nice novelty. Wow, this thing's huge. It's amazing.
Holy cow, yeah.
And it's too big. I think it's a waste of space. Now, if you are two very large people and a queen size is just too small for you to sleep comfortably, that's different. But I'm not a large person. She's much smaller than I am. So I think the queen is, it's not like we're bumping each other and waking each other up at night. Don't smile like
unless
that at me.
You are.
Trust me, we're not.
I guess this makes sense to me. I
just like having more space to walk around the room.
That's also a fair point. I sleep in a king size bed. I am a giant man.
You are huge.
I am a huge man.
7'4". 520 pounds.
6'4", 220. I'm big. My wife's not big, though. And honestly, I don't really, it's not like I need the foot room. Wow. I need half as much leg room as most people do, so there's that.
Ba-dum-bum.
So I definitely don't need that. Yeah, I'm with Matthew McConaughey on this, in theory. Now, when it comes to practice of actually falling asleep, that's a whole other story. You want to hear what some other celebrities, what their bedroom habits are?
Oh, please.
And I know when you think of A-list celebrity and you're wondering how this person's marriage and love life might be, you probably think of Bette Midler.
That's naturally number one on the list.
Right behind, or probably above Matthew McConaughey.
Come on, Bette. What do you have to say?
Well, you know what Bette says? She says sleeping in a bedroom, in a separate bedroom, was the secret to their decades-long marriage.
Okay. A lot of people swear by that.
Yeah.
The sleep divorce has become very popular these days.
Get
away from the snoring. Get away from the, what did you call them, bed smells?
Bed smells.
And for a couple like you going to bed much earlier than your wife because of the hours you have.
Yeah.
A lot of people would say, you know what? I don't want to be woken up when my significant other comes to bed at a normal hour.
Right.
And the other person not want to be woken up when Chris Eggert's getting up at 2:30 to go read the news.
Presents the news. It's not just reading.
Read the news is what I said.
it doesn't work that way.
Okay.
And would you like to know what Gordon Ramsay does?
Oh, please. I bet he cusses a lot.
He's angry. Ah! Oh, this has nothing to do with where he sleeps. It just says he and his wife go out and get fancy clothes on, and they go out often. They have little kids, apparently, too.
Oh, great.
So you got to keep doing that. And that's to you, David.
Thank you.
That's my empty nest advice to you.
Go out.
Keep putting the time in and keep going out. We used to do it all the time when we were little, or when the kids were little, and we would get a babysitter, always doing it. But then the kids grow up and they got sports every night of the week, and you just, your priorities shift, and then next thing you know, you never go out and do anything.
I find it very tough now with the kids young.
You just
8 and 5. We are going out in a couple weekends. That's pretty good.
Good. Yeah. No,
it'll be exciting.
You should. You got to keep doing it.
All right.
Maybe you should get an even smaller bed. How about a full?
Twin.
A twin. You and a twin.
Just a toddler bed.
Do you really love your wife? You guys can sleep. Well, now, this is a good comment from somebody here on the WCCO Talking Text Line. I sleep in a king-size bed with my golden retriever. Now, you factor in the dogs, and that is a whole nother thing. Because we have two giant dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And the stupid dog... Sorry.
No, you said
the
it.
Stupid dogs are always in the bed. And then we do need a king-size bed. Now, if we had a smaller bed, there just wouldn't be room for the dogs. I would say dogs in your bed aren't great for your love life either, quite frankly.
They are not, and that's why our dog is not allowed in bed or on any furniture. I feel like this
Look at you, Mr. Pius, over
well,
there.
Well, I'm saying if you're letting your dog in bed, that's on you. That's completely on you for making a terrible decision. Now, it sounds to me like you don't want the, and I will quote Chris Eggert here, stupid dogs in bed. Is it perhaps your significant other who does want the dogs in bed and you've caved?
I don't really know that we've even talked about it. It's mainly you just don't want them downstairs whining or barking or whatever, so you put them up in bed with you. But, yeah, that's not good. That's not a good movie.
Well, you don't got to lock them downstairs.
I know, but
they could come in the room.
I don't want them to come freely.
Give them a little bed.
I don't want them to
pillow.
Come and go freely. But well, all right, Matthew McConaughey. Thank you for that marital advice from Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, you got it.
Good stuff. All right, folks. What do you think the top beer in America is right now? You might be surprised, and if
you also might not be.
If you're Dave Harrigan, you're offended by this choice, insulted. Am I reading you that way? Are you not a fan?
I don't know why anyone would be.
There you go. Find out what that beer is when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO. Lindis Construction Time Check. The time is 1:53. It is time for the Lindis Time Check. Time to protect your home with durable GAF asphalt shingles. Installation labor 75% off through September 30th. Just about 2 o'clock, Jason DeRussia will be in a moment or in an hour to visit. I always like the handoff between the shows. We get to chat with Jason,
mm-hmm.
like catch up with him. Old TV fellas, we yeah, like
exactly.
to.
Exactly. You two talking shop.
Yeah. Like to remember the good old days back when Jason's show was kind of competitive with us.
I mean, kind of is putting it lightly, putting it mildly.
Kind of competitive. I hope he's listening right now. All right, well, there's big breaking beer news today. Have you ever wondered? Maybe you haven't. Maybe you don't care. Have you ever wondered what the new number one beer that Americans are drinking is?
Not Bud Light.
It's not Bud Light. We know the whole Bud. I'm sure you guys are all very familiar with the Bud Light controversy. I think that's kind of gone away. I don't know exactly what their market share is at this point, but that's... So Modelo became the number one beer. After Busch Light, which I was kind of surprised, after Bud Light, which I was kind of surprised by.
Yeah, I didn't know Modelo had such a huge following around.
It's good. Modelo's good. It's fine.
I don't know if I've had one. Maybe many, many years ago, but I've never gone in search of it.
To me, it's nothing remarkable. But I mean, I do know they do a ton of advertising. Like almost, it seems like every commercial break of every sporting event, you've got a Modelo commercial on.
Well, Modelo, and what did you say? Not remarkable? Doesn't taste remarkable? That's kind of America's taste for beer, isn't it?
Well, when you hear what the number one is, then yes, I think that's what you're going to do. Michelob Ultra.
Oh, goody.
Ultra.
We're all going rock climbing by morning and clinking Ultras with all our fit friends at happy hour.
Is that it? Is that what bugs you about Ultra? It's just sort of the vibe?
A little bit. Yeah.
Yes. I get it. It's like water. You're healthy because
beer flavored water. Yeah,
doesn't have many calories in it. It's surprising to me in a world where bold stands out. and the loudest voice in the room. You'd think, like, America right now, politically, we're into a really hoppy beer.
Yes.
Right? If you pick
get
it up
your
when
IPAs.
I throw it down.
You go to any liquor store. Now, the NAs have taken over the cooler part of the cooler section.
Yep.
But the craft beer section is a good 50% of your liquor store cooler, right? Because there's so many options. And it kind of depresses me to know
Ultra.
How many people just beeline for the Ultra now.
Maybe we're not as divided as a country as we thought.
Perhaps that's true.
I mean, that something just kind of boring is the number one beer in America?
Well, what does America prefer more in your world? Bad beer or bad pizza? Because we love both.
Oh, boy, is there such thing as bad pizza, though?
Yes, there is. Okay. Average at best.
There is a saying that
cheap and non-memorable pizza. I'm talking about your Little Caesars, your pizza.
You better watch your mouth right now, mister.
Oh, really? You going to make a big stand for Little Caesars?
This is a tough one. I guess I'd rather have cheap pizza than cheap beer.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a perfectly fair argument.
And you can't have Ultra and pizza anyway because you wouldn't be living your healthy lifestyle. Not at all. Not at all. All right, just about the top of the hour, we are going to talk about your money. Is the Fed going to lower interest rates more? Are you ever going to see lower rates on your mortgages? Your credit card rate's going to go down? We have an expert standing by just after 2 o'clock. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.